Sugupen.
Hello, friend, and welcome once again, beloved. It's our joy, our privilege, to be able to share with you God's precious Word, and to look together into a few moments of study in the truth of the eternal Almighty God. Oh, what a privilege it is to know the true and the living God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I welcome you as we once again consider and think about the victory that we as believers have through our Lord Jesus Christ, the authority we have in Christ Jesus. And we're going to see that as we continue in our study, as we're thinking about the war that we're engaged in, the war with the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, the demons of Satan, and how that we as believers are part of the army of the Lord. We're to stand up for righteousness. We're to be a witness and a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to let our light shine that it might have an impact upon the world about us, and that Jesus Christ might be glorified in and through us. But Satan will do everything he can to deceive, to hinder, and to keep us from living for the Lord Jesus, for letting our testimony count for him, for being the salt that preserves this old world from judgment. Because, beloved, judgment is coming. We in America have killed more of our own people through abortion than in the wars that we've been involved in. What a shame and what a disgrace, the innocent blood that has been shed. And, beloved, God judged Israel for the innocent blood she shed. You can be sure he's going to judge every nation that sheds innocent blood and that rebels against the word of the Almighty God. For this is taking the life of a human being, which God says, thou shalt not kill. Speaking of murdering someone, taking their life when they're helpless and unable even to defend themselves. Beloved, this is the truth of God's Word. And we're considering the victory that we have over Satan and over his deception and over his lies. Now, last time we were reading in the Gospel, or in the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, which was Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. And, beloved, that's the believer. He's talking about the believer. It's by God's grace that we're saved through faith in the Lord Jesus. And that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The abundance of grace, God's undeserved favor, is showered upon us. And the gift of righteousness, being restored and put into right relationship with the Lord, learning to walk in truth and in purity and holiness and in Christ-likeness. And so, beloved, that's what he says. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Reign in life. Beloved, right now, we can reign as more than conquerors over the world system, over Satan, over his demonic powers, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4 tells us. And that one who indwells the believer is the Holy Spirit of God, who is the power of God, working within the child of God to enable that person to live victoriously. And, beloved, that's what he does. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He comes alongside to help. And so the Scripture says that we shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Death reigned by one, which was Adam, and his disobedience. How much more shall we reign in life by Jesus Christ? Now, beloved, now we should reign and be victorious over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons, because we have the power of God within us to walk in righteousness. Now, Joshua Bell is a world-famous violinist. One morning at 7:50 a.m., he played for 50 minutes at the Washington, D.C. subway station where the commuters get off the subway. He played on a $3.5 million Stradivarius violin. Yet very few people stop to listen, even though he's the top violinist in the world. Normally, people pay over $100 to listen to him in concert. Over 1,000 people passed by, yet only a few stopped to listen, and only one recognized him. So, beloved, the glorious truth of our victory in Jesus is not understood by most Christians. And so many live in defeat because they choose to do so either out of ignorance of God's Word or because they're caught up in the deception of Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. And that's what Revelation 12 and verse 9 tells us. And the great dragon was cast out, and he's previously discussed about the dragon seeking to destroy the Lord Jesus when he was born. That dragon was cast out, and we read here, called the devil and Satan. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, the last book of the Bible. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. You see, beloved, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The serpent appeared in Genesis chapter 3. The New Testament reveals who the serpent is. The serpent was Satan that was deceiving Eve, using that beautiful creature to lead Eve and Adam into sin. And the Bible tells us in Timothy that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. That's why Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. And beloved, that's why death awaits this physical body of every individual. And we who know Jesus Christ, though, have already passed from death into life. Jesus took the sting of death for us, beloved. And so we can walk in victory and face death unafraid, because we know where we're going. We're going to be with Jesus, which the Apostle Paul said is far better, because he got a little glimpse of glory and saw the beauty and glory that awaits the child of God in the presence of the eternal God. And so, beloved, we read here that Satan, he and his angels fought against the dragon, verse 7 tells us, and in verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And there it is, beloved, he deceiveth the whole world. And how many Christians there are that are deceived by Satan? They do not realize, they do not understand, they do not comprehend the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. Now, to begin with, Satan will do everything he can to keep an individual from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, from accepting Jesus as their Savior. And yet, when they do, he does everything he can to keep them from understanding who they are in Christ. Keep them from understanding the victory we have in Jesus. Keep them from understanding that they do not try to live the Christian life in the energy of the flesh, because the arm of flesh will fail you, beloved. You cannot live in victory through the energy and effort of the flesh, or trying to keep the Ten Commandments, trying to do the best you can. You'll stumble, you'll falter, you'll mess up, beloved, and you'll become discouraged and disheartened. And Satan wants that. He wants to keep you from victory and from living as more than a conqueror. I want you to consider Romans chapter 6. And verse 16, if you'll turn in your Bible over to the book of Romans, it's the sixth book in the Bible, Acts and then Romans, chapter 6 and verse 16. And notice what the Word of God tells us. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. O beloved, so many Christians yield to sin, and are servants unto unrighteousness, because they do not realize and understand the victory we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. O beloved, to whom ye yield your servants, yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. Yes, I've known of people that said they knew Jesus as Savior, who became so disillusioned because of the deception of Satan that they took their own lives. Oh, beloved, sin. Sin is so deceptive and so cunning and so deceitful. Do not listen to the cravings and lusts of the flesh. Do not listen to the whisperings of the demons of Satan. Beloved, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In Luke chapter 7, verse 7 through 8, wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but saying a word, and my servant shall be healed. These were the words of the centurion, for I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come. Till next time, goodbye.